Yes, authorities are now releasing the name of the man who died in a fatal crash on Cottonwood Drive this morning. 57-year-old Jerome Crone of Lapine died in that crash. Lieutenant Kevin Disney with the Deschutes County Sheriff's Office says Crone lost control of his SUV, left the right side of the road, and struck a tree.
When we arrived on scene, we identified a male passenger driver inside the car who was found deceased, unfortunately. And there was also a dog that was in the car that was also later deceased from injuries in the accident.
The Labrador Retriever-type dog died on the way to the vet's office. Deputies are still investigating to see if black ice played a role in that crash, and they are also asking anyone who may have witnessed it to please call them. The wreck was reported to 911 at 7:20 this morning by a passing driver who noticed it and called in. A minor fire overnight at the Bethlehem Inn in Bend. A family staying at the shelter noticed smoke coming from their bathroom around 2:30 this morning. The family managed to knock the flames down with a fire extinguisher. Chris Cloart with the Bethlehem Inn says there was a short in the bathroom ceiling fan.
It's one of those light fixtures that fits up into the ceiling that you run the fan in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. So there was a short, and of course in a situation like that, what happened was is that caught on fire. The family, it's a small unit, so the family was aware immediately that there was something wrong. And like I said, they immediately contacted staff.
The minor fire caused $500 damage to the building and $100 damage to the family's contents. St. Charles brought in a consultant this summer to examine ways for them to cut positions. The consultant looks at every department. In the last year, the hospital has laid off fewer than 10 middle managers, but most of the other job losses have come from attrition. Chief Financial Officer Karen Shepherd says they know there will be more cuts in 2012.
For 2012, we had the staffing consultant come and look at every department in the organization. And they benchmark that against a database of 458 hospitals and health systems and trying to decide where are we in that. And we were quite above. We're targeting the 25th percentile. And, you know, the 25th percentile still says there's 25% of the people are at a lower staffing level than we are. And we're just trying to get to that 25th. We've probably been more at the 50th in many areas.
St. Charles hopes to cut more jobs in 2012 through attrition and possibly cutting nursing hours. The snow drought that Central Oregon has had over the month of December could have a huge effect on local businesses. Just how bad it will be remains to be seen, says Alana Houston with the Central Oregon Visitors Bureau.
So right now it's a bit of a mixed bag, and we'll do a complete survey on Tuesday post-holiday period and have a better handle on just how things figured out for Christmas and New Year's.
Houston says the weather forecast is looking better for the weekend, and this could mean that more visitors will rebook another stay to take advantage of fresh snow in the future. We continue our countdown today on the top 10 local stories of 2011. Now we have the stories ranked as number 4, 3, and 2. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb reports.
We start off with number 4 in our countdown, a big year for state lawmakers. It was a session that made history. It was the first year of annual sessions going forward, and the session saw an unusual perfect 30-30 split in the House. That meant committees all had two gavels and co-chairs. They even closed the session together.
The 2011 regular session of the 76th Legislative Assembly is hereby adjourned, sine die.
When it was all finished, the legislature passed big education and health care reforms and for the first time in decades agreed to boundaries for state and congressional districts. In our number 3 top story, the Stephen Blalock murder trial. Even though his wife Lori's body was never found, after a very short deliberation, the jury found Blalock guilty of killing his wife. He was sentenced to life in prison. Lori's sister was relieved after the verdict was read.
He's behind bars, and I never had a doubt that's where he deserved to be.
Another big crime case comes in at number 2, the sad ending to a search for a popular Bend woman, Sandy Meyer. It was a story that even went national, being featured on Nancy Grace. But after an extensive search throughout the area, the investigation changed its tone when her husband John killed himself, and later police found her body in the backyard of the couple's home. Friends, family, neighbors, and even detectives were shocked and saddened by how the story ended. Many gathered for a memorial service to remember her.
You know, you just remember her with sunshine. You never heard a sad word from her or a disparaging word. It was always, isn't this wonderful? Or, you know, it was just Always a joy to be around her. She brightened every situation.
And tomorrow we'll have the number one news story of 2011. I'm Lori Romm for News Talk 1110 KBND.
I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110 KBND.